Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's the stat of the day.
Stats. All right. I told Josh to play the stat of the day thing. So it would force me to get you this noteworthy data point. Now listen, this isn't going to be the sexiest stat you've ever heard. But it's about the NFL proposal to change the playoff seeding. And here it is. So what do you want out of your sports league? That's one thing to point out here. Michael Lopez, Stats by Lopez on Twitter, a great follow. Really, you know, sometimes data can get, you can get bogged down in a bunch of stuff like, whatever, 0 point this, expected this, blah, blah, blah. Anyway. But I think he does a good job of consistently posting stuff I find relevant, and this makes a compelling point, I think. Postseason equity is what he titled this little chart of his. And he points out that if you take away the division games of NFL teams and do the win percentage of those teams against the rest of the league, right? Rest of the league, how are they performing? And what he found was that, as you might expect, one seeds have the best winning percentage. Two seeds have the second best winning percentage. The third best winning percentage among non-division games in the NFL, five seeds. Five seeds.
It's interesting.
Followed by three seeds. Followed by six seeds. Followed by seven seeds. Then four seeds.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And what he is laying out here is that outside of divisional play, you know, you win the AFC South Invitational, you're the Titans win the division. Outside the division, the four seeds are losing games.
Often the worst team in the playoffs.
Which would make sense. Yeah. You are not good outside your division. You beat three teams, you get a home playoff game. And his point is basically that if you are a league that wants to reward the best teams for doing the best, then the automatic home game to the four seed does not do that. It creates an artificial award. You, congratulations, you beat three teams, you are the four seed. In reality, five seeds are consistently better. And another way to say it is that four seeds outside of their division have winning percentages on the level with non-playoff teams. Eight seeds. And the five seed performs like a two seed. So it's, not unusual at all that the better teams have to go on the road in the playoffs and play against this team that got an artificial home game. And this used to exist in the NHL. The old NHL format, for you young ones out there that might remember this, there was a format where there were three divisions on each side. And this would have been back in the day where Atlanta and Washington, I feel like they were, maybe Washington's in this division. Atlanta won this a bunch. Atlanta won their division, and they were the three seed. And in hockey, you'd say like, oh, you want to get in that six spot because the three is actually weaker than the four and the five. They won the Southeast. And it gets to what you want. Do you want the division to universally have this meaning? Or do you want to have, hey, listen, we in the playoffs should have the best teams just kind of lined up in order. Just let's just go ahead and make it happen. What do you want? You want total objective fairness? Or do you want, no, winning a division is going to matter more? And listen, you could make a case for either one, but I thought it was a really compelling data point that if you just take out their divisional record, four seeds finish below every other seed outside the division. It really is like a gift to just get that game. And the way he lays it out in dialogue is, here's what you're choosing between. Higher seeding leverage for a few games per season, like Minnesota and Detroit did last year. Like a couple of times you're going to have really high leverage games. Or actual seeding leverage for more games. Better alignment of team strength and seed. Better chance of the top two teams playing in the title game. That's another thing you would get out of this. A better chance the top two teams play in the title game. Because seeding would be more appropriate. So, I think it's a totally fair point. It's interesting.
The numbers are very interesting to me. Especially about the four seed. I think it is possible, too, that a couple of bad teams have dramatically skewed it. But the fifth seed having the third best record
outside division, yeah.
The fifth
seed is basically the two seed outside of its division.
Yeah.
Because what's it doing? It's playing the one.
Yeah.
It's playing one of those top four.
Right.
More likely it's playing a top one or two seed. So how would you feel about college football does this, right? Where here's the CFP and somebody won their conference. They're the one seed. And here's an at-large team that's ahead of Boise State. College football had it for 1 year where they decided, you win this conference, you're going to get those spots. 1 year, they're like, nope, that wasn't a good idea. Arizona State should not have been given that spot. That should have gone to a better team. One season of that.
Notre Dame still is not going to be able to be in there. Right?
I guess not.
Yeah. They should have been a top four seed, but they weren't because they didn't
get out of the conference. Well, if they revamp it, as they said they might right away. I don't know if they actually already did that, but that was immediately like, we got to fix this. 803-0550.
Yeah.
So the rules proposals at the NFL owners meetings today, we've talked a lot about flag football because it looks like the league is going to approve one player per team is eligible to play in the Olympic Games in 2028. We've got the tush push ban, which we have not talked about that much, but can give you the update on that. And the playoff seeding, all there. The seeding and the tush push expected to get votes on Wednesday, tomorrow, whereas the flag football thing gets approved today. Dave and Evans is up. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to call, I'm an Everton fan, and this past Sunday it was the last men's game out in Goodison Park. If you don't know Everton, they're a soccer club out in the Premier League.
Yep.
And there's so many parallels I see between them and what we got here in Buffalo. So the first one, I mean, really is just the Ralph closing, you know, in December. Goodison, if you didn't see the scenes, they're pretty amazing. They got tens of thousands of fans out there celebrating hours before the game even starts. The streets, the homes around the stadium are decorated with Everton gear. I mean, it was incredible. And all I can think of while I'm watching this is, you know, what is Orchard Park going to look like in December? You know, it just was such an incredible atmosphere. And then it's generational, too. You know, my daughter, we sing the Everton song, and I want to pass that stuff on with the Sabres and the Bills. And then there's parallels with the Sabres I see, too. You know, I've been a fan of Everton for 7 years, and, I mean, to put it lightly, it's been kind of a disaster. But, you know, we're kind of on the rebound right now, and I don't know if the Sabres can do the same thing. It's a new ownership group. It's a new coach. They've done a lot with not, you know, the best players this year. They got some young guys that are coming up. But I just, like I said, I was watching that game Sunday. That's all I could think about was just, yeah, you know, the Bills and the Ralph. And just, I just wanted to get some recognition out there. The stadium's over 120 years old. The new stadium down at Bradley Moore Dock is absolutely incredible. I hope I can make it over someday. But like I said, I just wanted to call in, just get some recognition for
Dave,
it. And just
quick question for you. Everton Stadium, is that kind of in a neighborhood?
Yeah, so it is. It's downtown Liverpool. Yeah. And I mean, it's
right next to Liverpool.
I don't know, maybe a few blocks away, 4 or 5 blocks away. But, I mean, yeah, there's people's homes surrounding the entire thing. I mean, there's people that they look out their kitchen window and all they see is, like, Dixie Dean and some of the old Everton players. It's amazing.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. One thing about – thanks. It's always wild to think about two stadiums 4 or 5 blocks apart.
Yeah, it right? is
like,
cool.
And that is awesome. The difference, like, what would Orchard Park look like? We'll see how well the Bills do or how much they dedicate to commemorating the final year at Highmark Stadium, the current one at the Ralph. They've got the patch they're going to wear for at least one game. What will the final game be like?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know. I want to say it'll be like a game because the final game, we will be going back for another game. Right? The regular season will close against the Jets, and then there'll be a playoff game, we'd anticipate. I'm in my head, I'm already kind of picturing or imagining Chris Brown saying, like, the Bills clinch the division. We're guaranteed one more at Highmark.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to get one more. And if they get the one seed, you know, then it's, all right, win a game and play another one.
Yeah.
And that's the case as the two seed, too. Win a game, play another one.
It would be really awesome to finally have the AFC Championship game here as the last game.
So that's where it's a little tougher. Like, Everton, they know that's the final game in that stadium, right? There's no playoffs in Premier League. It's last week of the season. It's over. Or second to last week. Maybe they're going on the road this week. But even if we did know it was the last game, what would it be? The new stadium is going to be in the same spot, basically, which, by the way, driving back from the golf tournament yesterday from Holiday Valley, now you have a stadium you can see from a lot of places.
Yeah, it's cool.
You're up there and you see, is that a spaceship that landed? No, that's the new stadium.
It looks really cool.
Yeah, I'm eager to get back in there and get another look at it soon. Bill in South Florida. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, thank you.
Jeremy, I excuse me. I understand your points about the Olympics, but I have to pull for Nate. Nate is exactly on point as far as going back in the 92 Olympics, you know, the dream team. I mean, once they put professionals into the sport, it's not the Olympics. It's an amateur sport. And I agree with Nate the whole time, all morning. He's right. It's just, it's an amateur sport. You don't let pros in, you know, let's go back to what you're talking about, flag football. Don't put pros in there. They could tear an ACL. They could do anything. You know, it's an amateur sport. And you cannot let guys who train all year long for flag football to make the Olympics and then get bumped for pro football players. I know. Jeremy, I love your points, but I agree with Nate 100%.
I guess what I would part of what I would say is I think there are a lot more professional athletes in the Olympics than people realize. It used to be just amateurs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading about Jim Thorpe in the 1912 games. Okay, that's a little too far back. But as the 20th century moved on, of course, the Dream Team in 92, that's a big one. But the full-time amateur athlete at the Olympics is kind of gone. Professional athletes are allowed to compete in the Olympics alongside amateur counterparts, yeah. Two sports continue to resist professionalism. That's wrestling and boxing. But that might be one of the reasons that boxing is out in 2028. I mean, I guess, you know, this could be a big, long conversation about what the Olympics were. The Olympics are older than most professional sports.
Mm-hmm.
So it had to be an amateur event.
That's right.
And then, let's be real about it. If you have the Olympics and had no one that does it professionally, what is that defined as? The NCAA's terms way back when? Like, if you get paid at all,
then you're not an amateur.
If you get an endorsement, yeah, then you're not an amateur. Now what you have is just games between people that aren't that good. You want the best, right? The idea is best on best. That's what the Olympics were initially supposed to be, is best on best. I'm not even making the case here about, you know, flag football and pro football players there. But
I do think most people want NHL players to be able to play in the Olympics.
Why?
It's better.
Why?
They're better.
But they're pros.
Yes.
So we the IOC has relaxed its idea of
amateur status.
Yeah, since the 70s.
Amateurism.
Since the 70s. Letting professional players compete in games helps attract the world's biggest stars and improves the Olympics' commercial prospects. It is it's a commercial venture. So it's not even just 1992's basketball team. Like you get a deal from Nike as a track star, you can't compete in college because you lose your amateur status. So can you compete in the Olympics? I got a shoe deal. I'm Usain Bolt. They're paying me X amount of whatever. Like, should I look up Usain Bolt's career earnings? Where would I even look at that? Does SpotTrack do track?
I wonder.
He's earned $100 million in his career.
That's crazy. I would not have guessed that. He was the greatest athlete in the world for a pretty decent amount of time.
Are there professional runners?
I guess a little of it, too, is...
There are professional runners, yeah. So, I'm not telling you have to like the NFL going, but I do think, for instance, like you don't want these flag football people to be replaced. What if there's a professional flag football league? They now cannot go? No, sorry, you're pros. What do you want here? Do you want the best on best for country?
Well, I guess I think what you brought up is an interesting question that I would ask. And this is why no NFL player would opt to play a professional flag football league over the NFL.
Unless it paid them more.
Right.
In which case,
they might.
I mean, you might not.
But it never
will.
You
still might not. But.
Right. You might not. You probably wouldn't. So, why in the Olympics then?
Because the same, again, I'll just keep making this one.
I know.
It's the same reason Herschel Walker was on the bobsled team.
But
try to win.
Listen,
I'm not telling you, I don't even think that many NFL athletes will want to do it. You'll have, you'll have dozens. You'll have maybe 20, 50, 100. But why? To try to win. Yeah. If the U.S. bobsled team, maybe bobsled's a weird one, but hey, that's what Herschel Walker was. He was actually on the bobsled team. If the Olympics called, golf is in. Nate, we're doing a scramble. We want you. You'd be like, I'll do it. You like golf? I'll do it.
Yeah, I would do it.
If they said, turns out your skill set, Nate, it's perfect for, I don't know, pick anything. Team sport. Volleyball.
Mm.
You do one thing perfect. You're on this team. Well, the guy that's been playing at that spot is deserved. He's more deserved. But you're better at it. I know you wouldn't. This isn't me saying like you could just walk onto the volleyball team. It's just if the concept is the best and the flag football organization wants to take Tyreek Hill and they say, sorry, buddy, this guy's better. We're trying to win gold. I don't know. I thanks, Bill. I get it. I don't need this to happen, but I can't really decide if I feel bad for the flag football players because the whole idea is if somebody's better than you, somebody gets that spot. That's what the Olympics are. Professional runners. You're a collegiate athlete. There's a pro runner who's not in college who makes money. They're better than you. They go. They win. They beat you. So Olympics without professionals have always seemed like it's a way to get around it. There are professional skiers.
Yes, that's right.
Can only amateur skiers compete? Is it wrong for the pros to come in?
I think it's more of a opinion on the NFL to me more than anything. I do think it's partially. I think a lot of it's that for me. It doesn't have to be for everybody. I think for me it's just like, why do you need to take over everything? They have the largest reach of any pro sport. They have the largest amount of revenue. They, in the middle of NBA and NHL playoffs, they are still the talk of the sports world. Just like, could you let these guys have something? Or did you just like, you have to take that over too?
Well,
a little of it's just like, I'm getting exhausted of them.
Again, the NFL isn't taking it over. They're simply allowing their players to work outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it. It's, you're under contract. Actually, we will let you go skydiving.
Yeah.
These players have contracts. They're not allowed to ride a motorcycle. All right, you know what? Fine. You can ride a motorcycle. That's kind of what this is. They have it in their bylaws that you can't compete. You would never think to compete in the Olympics, although Marquise Goodwin already did.
He did.
It wasn't for football. It was because, you know, football related. It's probably like all legalese here. 803-0550.
Yet I still don't, in my mind, bridge that gap between Marquise Goodwin and Trackstar.
Why?
Because he was both in college.
But, okay. Did any of these NFL players play flag football?
Probably not.
They do at the Pro Bowl.
They do it at the Pro Bowl. And it wasn't entertaining at all.
That doesn't matter. That really doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, maybe not.
That's why doesn't it matter? Because it's Team Manning versus Team Manning. Who won?
Manning.
The Mannings.
The Mannings won. Mannings.
Yeah. 803-0550. Good conversation. I mean, honestly, like this flag football thing, I never thought we'd get as much conversation
juice
out of it. But there's a lot of good points to be made on both sides. Like, yeah. And yeah, I don't even know that I disagree with you on a lot of these things. I'm not even playing devil's advocate. I'm just kind of working through it. Like, well, if it's the Olympics and there's professionals all over the place, why am I pretending that this has to be different? 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. We'll get a break in. More of your phone calls. I've got instant trivia to come as well.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.